This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I figured myself out. There are certain things that I'm not going to cover. You know, like, I was looking at some of the news that comes up, and I'm like, why don't I want to cover this? And it's partially because I look at it as, it's leftist propaganda. Why bother? Why should we give them any credibility? It's like they're stupid awards. Somebody says, oh, he's a Grammy-winning artist. And I go, big deal. There are people that sing better in church. Oh, he's an award-winning actor. I don't care. A Pulitzer Prize-winning this, a Nobel Prize-winning that. I mean, with few exceptions, I'm like, I don't care. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I got to give a shout-out to the supporters of the work that we do, the limited reach that we're able to get, and the quality of people that I meet is absolutely spectacular. I truly am amazed at you folks, that you're reaching out and wanting to talk to me, and guys out there like my buddy Tim that says, Kev, come down to Florida. We're going to go out in my yacht and smoke, not his yacht, but his boat and smoke cigars. I wish it was a yacht, Tim. Probably so does he. But, you know, we're going to go smoke cigars and commiserate and have some fun. I almost, Ruth, I was going to surprise you and drop in on you when I was in Florida, but I was swamped. But all these folks, and I talk about some of you. I got a buddy of mine that produces a lot of little bits every now and then. I'll play on the show, things like that. You know, kicking in, pitching in. It's going to take that. If we're going to win back this republic, we got to do something very different. But anyway, I was looking at the news and I was like, why don't I cover this or why don't I cover that? I have no interest in it. I'm not going to give these. The same. Look, I have not been on regular news TV, including Fox, in at least 2 weeks. At least. I know it's longer than that. And if I did go, it was for one quick little thing of something. I didn't stay on any channel. I don't watch CNN, MSNBC, none of it. I get their crappy clips every now and then. I do enough to keep up. I'm glad there are people out there doing that, but I'm not going to promote them. I don't visit their websites. If I find a story and it's on, you know, some lefty web page, I'll do a search. And then I'll go, okay, I'll read it over at the Daily Caller. I'll read it over here. I will only support that. That's the only way we win. When they figure out they're not getting any traction with their negative news and all these terrible things they do, they'll stop. We have a group called Unhyphenated America. These guys are going to be reaching out to you, ordinary people, and asking you your UA, your Unhyphenated America story. Now, what is that? That's a story where you helped somebody or they helped you and you didn't care about their race, their religion, their sexuality, their gender, nothing. All it was help. Maybe somebody helped you change a flat and it was a Hispanic dude. Probably didn't even speak good English. You didn't care. He was a helpful person. Maybe, let's just go out and say the person was illegal. Do you know if an illegal stopped and helped me and all that, I would look at ways I could help that person. I wouldn't look at their status. If illegal people came over here and said, man, Kevin, we want jobs. We're willing to do it. I fought for the status of a person who took care of my first son. She was from El Salvador. Got her whole family over. Why? Because she was of good moral character. And I could go on. But here's my point. We're going to ask you guys to submit your Unhyphenated America story. A friendship you created with somebody dramatically different than yourself. A business partner that you went out, never thought I would partner with this person or whatever. I don't know what that story is, but here's what I will tell you. America wants to hear those stories. America's tired of hearing about the number of people who were shot and killed in Chicago. America's tired of hearing about the so-called critical race theory and all this other nonsense that is not a description of who we are. So Chris Harris will reach out. We'll probably send an email. And if it isn't your story, but you know of somebody else, tell us. We want to chronicle these stories. We want to make these stories into short documentaries. We want to make them into movies. We want to make them into television series. We want to do something that shows the world who we really are. Because let me tell you something, Americans, particularly conservative, Judeo-Christian conservative Americans, you are the best people on the planet. And I know you think your story's boring. Your story is not boring. Your story is more fascinating than anything Hollywood could create. You know the problem? Nobody knows how to storytell anymore. They don't even recognize when their life is something so meaningful. It always reminds me when I think about this subject. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the dude who leaves Manhattan, he and some buddies, and they take a fishing trip to some little remote place in Mexico. And there's this proprietor of the place who's a grandpa, old Mexican man who's got a boat that he takes people out on. And they go out every day, they catch fish, they come back, they clean the fish, they have a fish fry where you eat the fish, etc. He's got all his family around him. The little kids are the ones helping. His sons and daughters are preparing the fish and making it into this extravagant Mexican meal that, you know, these people come in and get the whole treatment. And the little place is almost like the man's little private village. And so 2 or 3 days in, this, you know, Manhattan yuppie says, you know, hey, Francisco, you know, man, yeah, I'm watching your operation here and, you know, it's fantastic. The food is amazing. The music, everything that you guys do, the drinks, you know, it's really the lap of luxury and you've just got this little drop of paradise. Why don't you expand it and you do more with it and you go further down the, you know, the coastline and set up another villa and do the same thing and franchise it and you can make so much money. And the guy all along the way, he's like, I can make money. He's like, what would that get to me? He says, well, you'd be happy. And he goes, and what if I brought in more people and I did this and I did that, what would it bring me? He says, well, you would be happy, man. You'd be doing. And the guy goes, he says, because then you get to spend more time with your family and your friends and commiserate with people and do, you know, in a job that you really love. You obviously love doing it. And Francisco looks at him at the end and says, but that's what I have right now. I've got all my family, my friends around me. We're all helping. We eat every day. You people come in because why? You're running away from your lives. I don't run away from my life. This is my life. I love that story. I probably told it wrong, but it's, you get the point. The guy's doing what he loves to do. And somebody wants to come in and change it. They want to radicalize it. Look, folks, we, most of the time, we are doing what we want to do. Enjoy it. Enjoy your life. Enjoy being conservatives. Because let me tell you what, the life that we lead is what Francisco is leading. We got a lot to talk about today. I'm glad you're with me. Kevin Jackson, you're listening.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I was talking about the things that I don't cover, like impeachment. And I'll just use it as an example, and we'll talk a little bit about it. But I look at these things and I say, impeach Trump. Do I give the play-by-play of this stupid notion? And my initial response is, of course not. Why would I give credibility to something that's completely has no credibility? I think about Wu Flu, and the only thing I can think to do is you got to ridicule it, and we have to get more people ridiculing this thing because the biggest money grab has already happened in history, and they're going to do even more, and we have to make sure politicians know you will never get away with this again. We should be doing this. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Oh, my gosh. Oh, so what could Democrats possibly want from impeachment? Now, I know what they think they're doing. They're saying just the specter of this, the history books will record that Trump was, we tried to impeach him twice. History will record this as being the most insane time in American history. That's what it will record. And the Democrats will try to stop it. but it will be chronicled in ways that they've never imagined. See, in the old days, you controlled history because you controlled who printed the books. Democrats still believe that when they say something, that everything will be fine. People are going to come back one of these days and look at all the data from the stolen election. They're going to look at all the data from these so-called climate scientists. Somebody's going to put it all together, and they're going to say, wow, this was one of the most amazing periods in American history where the truth was the lie and the lie was the truth. That's what they're going to say. And look, I can go back and tell you all the reasons why they never should have impeached Trump in the first place. They impeached Trump on what Joe Biden did. That is the perfect scenario, the perfect synopsis of leftism. They impeached Donald Trump on what Joe Biden said with his own mouth. I told him, if you don't end this investigation against my son, I will take the $1 billion and go home. I have the president's authority. I'm the one in charge over here. He says this, and they do nothing. And then they say, well, Donald Trump, he's the one who tried to do it. Can you believe this? Unbelievable that we... I'm just saying, this is the crazy times we live in. Rand Paul said there is no chance, and he's right. People ask me, Kevin, are they going to impeach Donald Trump? Because then he can't run again. I said, number one, I don't think Trump will run again. I don't. Well, he'll be the same age as Biden. Well, I'm just telling you right now, if I was made president and I gave away my salary for 4 years and I had to give up all my ability to go make money, and then I looked at the opportunity that exists with me having 80 plus million people who love my work, and I could build a social media I could make Jeff Bezos look like a pauper. I would absolutely not go back to being president. I would spend my last waning years taking my $8 billion, making it into $200 billion, surpassing Bezos, and leaving a legacy that's untouched. I would then fund every conservative thing on the planet with the money I left behind. And not only that, I have kids that can step in and run these organizations and do the same thing and take over media. Are you kidding? I'm going nowhere near the presidency. I would be much more powerful. This is what people ask me, Kevin, won't you run for an office? And what? And diminish myself? No way. Donald Trump has an amazing opportunity. By the way, so do I. I've got an amazing opportunity. Build a social... Look, again, we're on YouTube. We get a strike against us for a video I made a month and a half ago because I talked about voter fraud. Not in any... I talked about it as, well, let's just consider it. And they said, you got a strike against you, so I can't upload any videos. Why am I going to go back to that? Look, we have so many opportunities to move forward. I'm not looking behind me. We started the Flick Fest, a movie site to challenge Netflix and Hollywood in general. All you got to do, conservatives, is join it. Well, Kevin, it's not quite Netflix. No kidding. I don't have $1 billion I make every month to put back into my thing. But what I will tell you is this. If you are going to be a partner with me in this and join it, you're going to find some really clever movies made by people. And within a year, I guarantee you we'll be making our own. Is there anybody else going to make you that promise? Go do it and get other people to do it. Get people off of Netflix. Get people off of Facebook. Get people off of Twitter, etc. And watch what happens with leftism. Watch what happens. Anyway, Rand Paul says there's zero chance of Trump getting impeached. They know it, but they still got to go through the exercise. They thought they could not only kill him, but they could, destroy the carcass. No sign that the carcass ever existed. But here's the problem. They just wounded Trump. They didn't kill him. There is no carcass because it's still a living, breathing body. And now he's got many, many opportunities. And of course, Rand Paul went on to say, You're trying to say Trump incited violence because he says come to D.C. and you know, and I don't know what the actual lingo was. But he says, number one, it's a stupid argument. But if you're going to apply that argument, apply it to Chuck Schumer. And he gives an example. So, I can take you through it, but all I can tell you is this. I've heard rhetoric from Maxine Waters that should get her arrested. I've heard rhetoric from other people within the Democratic Party where they talk about beating us, killing us, putting us into concentration camps, heinous activities. Why? Because we disagree. I will tell you this. The Democrats, they do some stupid, lame brain stuff. I think they're idiots par excellence. You can't find a better idiot. If you look up idiot in the dictionary, it's got a picture of some dang Democrat, as far as I'm concerned. But I don't want any harm to come to them. I don't want them to lose their kids. I don't want their kids re-educated. Here's the way I look at the education of a Democrat's kids. All they got to do is watch their parents. They'll stop. I love my grandparents to death. But I watched those absolute dyed-in-the-wool Democrats do things that were completely antithetical to the Democratic ideology. They wanted me to believe in meritocracy. They wanted me to believe in family. They wanted me to try hard in school. They made sure that I had a firm spiritual foundation and a belief in God, something bigger than myself, and I could go on. But they didn't. The Democrats were completely antithetical to what they thought, but they were so ingrained in voting for them that they did it. But you know what? I noticed how different they were between their ideology and what we lived. And that's what made me search. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The second impeachment trial of former President Donald J. Trump is underway in the Senate. At issue today is the constitutionality of holding the trial itself. Counsel to the former president argue the campaign can't be tried because he's out of office. Tom Cotton agrees.
No one is ignoring what happened over the last couple months, and of course it's going to be a part of Donald Trump's legacy. But that doesn't change the fact that I believe, as I said on the day the House passed this rush article of impeachment, that it's simply beyond the constitutional authority of the Senate.
The Arkansas Republican speaking there on Fox News. President Biden's plan to block deportations is being put on hold again. A federal judge's order was set to expire today, but it has been extended by 2 weeks. Texas initially filing the lawsuit because the deportation moratorium, in their opinion, violates federal law. USA Radio News. A manhunt is underway after a hacker tries to contaminate a Florida city's water supply.
Police say a hacker accessed the network of the city of Oldsmar's water treatment plant, attempting to increase the amount of sodium hydroxide in a water system. The chemical, also known as lye, is used to remove metals and control acidity in drinking water, and is also the main ingredient in liquid drain cleaners. A worker quickly noticed the change and corrected the system before the chemical had a chance to flood into the water supply. Police say they currently have no indication why Oldsmar was targeted or where the hack originated from. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Fewer people watched this year's Super Bowl than any other NFL title game since 2007. CBS saying 94.6 million people watched the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defeat the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. Sad news out of Chiefs Kingdom as former Chiefs coach Marty Schottenheimer has passed away. Schottenheimer dying Monday after a long battle with Alzheimer's disease. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There is so much miscellaneous news, we have to do a miscellaneous or a hodgepodge segment, or we'll never get this stuff out. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson is here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Representative Green got kicked off committees, just like my friend Congressman King did from Iowa, and eventually they took his seat from him. Great guy. They misconstrued a comment that he made. They made it racial, and then they kicked him off. They targeted him, and they kicked him off. Republicans never do. They may do it, but it never works. Accused King of being a racist. One of my best buddies, my best congressional buddies. I mean, a dude that would, he brought me to Washington multiple times to speak. Amazing dude. Not a racist bone in his body. They accuse him of being a racist. He was gone like a turkey through the cone. Meanwhile, the real racist, the Rashid Khalids and the Ilhan Omars and all these ethnocentric racists of the Congressional Black Caucus, they call for violence against us and a host of other things. They serve at the high, on the best committees. AOC is, I mean, as much as they can try to contain her, they're putting her on good stuff. Radicals are leading committees that they wouldn't be able to get past an FBI check on anything, but Pelosi and team are like, hey, put them on there. It's unbelievable. What else we got in hodgepodge? Oh, we got David Hogg has a new pillow coming out. I think they're calling it the Cry Pillow. You know who David Hogg is, the kid who got famous because he was like, well, all these school shootings and men, and this is awful. Blah, 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 blah. Babylon Bee said Mike Lindell's coming out with a new high-capacity assault pillow. You know who Mike Lindell is, right? The My Pillow guy? The guy that they're going after because he dares support Trump and the idea that he believes that this election was a cheat. The conspiracy pillow theorist. We know who that boy is now. Anyway, they're going after him. Absolute proof of voter fraud. He's got this movie that came out. YouTube won't show it. Amazon won't show it. None of the movie places are going to show it. We reached out to Mike because we'll show it. I have no problem showing it on theflickfest.com. I was holding up my fist when I said that. That's what made me think about it. I was like, oh, black power for Mike Lindell. I haven't seen it. My mom, Mary, she's my play mom. But I treat her. She treats me like a son. I treat her like a mom. Anyway, she told me, she says, son, you got to see it. It's amazing. It's scary amazing. You got to see it. Then my branding person, Angie, who's like a sister to me, a younger, prettier white sister, if that's even possible. But she says to me, she tweets me, she texts me, she says, Kev, you gotta see it, bro. I still haven't seen it. I hear it provides irrefutable evidence that the election was stolen. Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I'm telling you, if they use the experts that are part of this, they were some of the team members, my IT guys, that were the people behind the scenes over this. And they know for a fact. Compelling evidence. And it seems the left is now even willing to admit to some degree that the election was stolen. Now that we really can't do anything about it, can we not do anything about it? I don't know the rules. What if we prove beyond a reason, any doubt, that it was stolen? Do we kick Biden's bony, demented butt out of this office and Trump comes back? I don't know. At this stage of the game, you know what? I'm in a different mode. I'm in another fight mode. I'm training for a different fight, America. I'm watching new film. Look, I get it. I would love for Trump to get back in there and say, I just told you, you guys thought I was gone. Yep, as it turns out, I was just playing games. I'm back in. Yeah, now what are you going to do? Now let's open up all those investigations and do all that stuff I should have done while I was still president. And oh, by the way, Kevin Jackson's going to join my team. He should be so lucky. Irrefutable evidence. Time Magazine. I read the Time Magazine article. And you know what's funny? Time tries to make it, they practically justify what the left did to steal the election, but they don't really realize they're telling you, well, we know that they were doing all these things to orchestrate the election win, which really is interfering with an election. And we do know all these things that were coming into play with these foreign governments and stuff. But hey, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Because we did get rid of Trump, and isn't that what everybody wanted? Isn't it? Huh? Yeah, not quite, Time Magazine. SCOTUS, Supreme Court, is going to hear the cases of Lynn Wood and Sidney McDowell. Again, is it too little, too late? I don't know. I'm just curious. What is that going to mean? The MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell, he's calling out Dominion saying, hey, you guys know what you did. And I don't know what he's going to do to him, but he's upset. He's saying, Dominion, I'm going to call you out. And then Dominion, on the other hand, is suing Fox News, OAN, Sidney Powell, and others saying, we didn't cheat. You can't prove. Now that the Democrats are in charge and we think we've got a chance, we're going to fight back, man. We didn't do anything just because we shut everything down at 4 a.m. and suddenly everything flipped for Biden and he got 16 million or whatever number more votes than Barack Obama at his height. That doesn't mean anything, man. What are you talking about? Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. I don't know. I'm not making any predictions. I told you guys Trump would win in a landslide, and he did. Now, could he preserve his win? That's up to him. That's up to him. But he won in a landslide. Speaking of SCOTUS earlier, that's going to hear Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell's case, which, by the way, they are really trying to make old Lynn Wood out to be a kook now. They really are. We'll see what happens with that. We'll monitor that situation. But the SCOTUS court ruled it struck down Gavin Newsom's order against churches. See, Gavin Newsom was content to let strip clubs stay open, but he didn't want to let churches stay open because, you know, the churches represented, I don't know what, the biggest existential threat to the world since what? Climate change? I recommended that a church call itself the Holy Mother of the Strippers Covenant or something like that, and maybe they would let him stay open. Maybe Gavin Newsom would not recognize it as a church. Just saying. Here's another one. Washington, D.C. Examiner tweeted this. Joe Biden faces growing questions about his appointment of a Democratic donor to oversee billions of dollars in unemployment benefit. She worked at a state agency that lost millions in coronavirus relief funds to Nigerian scammers. All right, Nigeria, getting back at the men. I like my Nigerian brothers. They're getting back. That was more Arabic. I can do African accents. I'm not sure what my problem is with my African accent right now. But anyway, I will work on it. So, Joe Biden takes a donor, rewards her to oversee billions of dollars in over an unemployment benefits when she worked at a state agency that lost many, many millions of dollars to Nigerian scammers. Isn't that perfect? Give a reward, a reward. That's not really called a reward, but give a pretty good job to somebody who's incompetent. It's what leftists do. They do it all the time. I mentioned earlier Donald Trump, what he should do. What's his next move? They said he's considering a social media network, and I said that would be a spectacular move, not because it would be the best network out there. There are lots of choices out there. Parler may not come back, but there's Spreely, there's Gab, there's MeWe, and there's what's the other one? Freedom something, and then there's Liberty. You don't spell it all. They took out all the vowels. It's like LBRTY or something like that. So there's lots of choices, but Trump, he might as well get in on the action because he could be much more powerful. I said this earlier in the broadcast. Can you imagine Trump having the social media network that he controls, pushing out the news that he wants out? He's then got his own TV network. And then he's, you know, just think about it. He's a fundraising juggernaut. He's got a media network, etc. And he's working with politicians to make sure they do this stuff. Then, God forbid, he partnered with like a James O'Keefe and fund him to go in and do a bunch of Project Veritas stuff. The dude would be worth billions. I mean, billions more than what he is. That's the Trump we need to see. Especially with Sheldon Adelson having died. I would love to see Trump become the richest guy in the world after he left office. Wouldn't that be something?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Here's what's in that plan. First, it puts $160 billion into our national COVID-19 strategy, which includes more money for manufacturing, distribution, and setting up of vaccine sites. Everything is needed to get the vaccines into people's arms. There's simply nothing more important than us getting the resources we need to vaccinate the people in this country as soon, as quickly as possible. So job number one of the American Rescue Plan is vaccines. Vaccines. The second, the American Rescue Plan is going to keep the commitment of $2,000, $600 has already gone out, $1,400 checks to people who need it. This is money directly in people's pockets. They need it. We need to target that money so folks making $300,000 don't get any windfall. But if you're a family that's a two-wage earner, each of the parents, one making 30 grand, one making 40 or 50, maybe that's a little more than, well, yeah, they need the money, and they're going to get it. And here's what I won't do. I'm not cutting the size of the checks. They're going to be $1,400, period. That's what the American people were promised.
God, what a moron. We have a moron that sits in the Oval Office. A moron. Vaccines. That's what it is. You got to have vaccines. He sounds like Marlon Brando when he's in The Godfather. Vaccines. Yeah, that's what it is. It's the number one thing. It's the most important thing. Sounds like somebody's old feeble grandpa. AstraZeneca says the vaccine is not effective against the new variant, and there are variable variants floating around out there now. The second part of Biden's discussion was around Trump's plan, which is to give out $2,000 versus $600 of your own money. But Biden says, hey, well, if you're a family and you're making $300,000, you're not going to get it. But if you're like a two-wage earner family and one of you makes $30,000 and the other one makes $70,000, what's that, like $42,000? So then you'll get it because you need it. See, those other people, they don't need it. If you make $300,000 and you live in Manhattan, well, okay, I'll admit you're below the poverty level there. But if you make, what, like $80,000 and you live in Middle Tennessee, I mean, you need it, right? These people are so detached. One-size-fits-all government. And hey, it's not their money. You know, I love how they love to throw it. The bigger the number, the better they sound. Well, they wanted to give you like $4 billion. But I'm going to give you $8 billion. See, $8 billion's more than $4 billion. See how that works? I give you more, they give you less. They cheat you out of your own money. Yeah, that's how that works. Frickin' frauds. Hey, Tampa Bay celebrated their big win, maskless, and everybody's freaking out. People are livid.
I guess they aren't listening. They don't understand about all this good stuff that's going on, man, with the COVID and all that.
No, what you don't understand is you need to start listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Because what we're telling you is the COVID lie, the Wu Flu lie. And now they got new lies because, see, we've gotten control of the other one. The people know the real deal. They're like, man, you don't need to take that. It's stupid. Again, I get the stories.
Kevin, man, I mean, I wasn't all about it until my uncle got it or my cousin got it or whatever.
I had it. I know exactly what you're talking about. Don't fight it like a flu. You know, treat it seriously like you get anything else. If you get the flu, you better treat it seriously. Don't just go, well, it's just the flu, no big deal. Depending on your age, the flu will kick your butt. The flu kills people. I gave you the numbers. 29 million students in L.A. school system or something like that. 29 is a crazy number. And only 6 have died from Wu flu. I guarantee you more died from the flu. They don't want to tell you that because they got this whole thing scoped out, how to get that money. We're going to give $15 billion, then another $40 billion, then $1 trillion, and then what comes after that, a quadrillion, yeah, then a quintillion. Yeah, we're going to give all these out, and then everything will be fixed because we threw a lot of money at it, and that's our solution, says Captain Demento. They say the UK variant. Are you understanding that there's a UK variant? You couldn't say Chinese, but you can say the UK variant. There's also a variant that's coming out of where they speak Portuguese. You know what I'm talking about? That's right. So they got all these variants. The UK variant, they got another one. I can't remember. It's out of Europe somewhere. Is it German? Anyway, they got these variants, but you can't say Chinese variant, but you can say all the other variants. Yeah. Brazil. I know where it was. You don't have to tell me. I was going to come back to it. Producers think they're so smart. Yeah. Here it is. As of January 29, 2021, there were 453 U.S. deaths following COVID vaccinations. Joe Biden wants you to get inoculated. What is that? What they call it? Inoculated? This is the CDC numbers. 11,241 total adverse effects. Folks, we're not talking about a lot of time here. In fact, I will bet you that if you take the real Wu Flu numbers and compare it to the adverse reactions, the 11,249 adverse reactions, which you know is underreported, and the 453 deaths, which you know is underreported, you'll find out this vaccine is more dangerous than the Wu Flu. It's more dangerous. I wouldn't take that shot if you threatened to torture my kids. Okay, maybe then. But I wouldn't take it under most circumstances. You have to really work hard to get me to take that shot. Even the people making the medicines are going, you know what, let's just stay away from this. Because if there's a new administration and suddenly we've got, you know, some liability, you got no liability if you decide to take that shot. I just want you to know. Here, the numbers reflect reports filed between December 14th and January 29th. Folks, that is a month and a half that I just gave you the numbers. 453 fatalities and over 14,000 adverse reactions. A dude died, a 70-year-old guy went to take this test, took it. They observed him for 15 minutes. He gets up. He walks out. 5 minutes later, with paramedics right there, he collapses, goes back to the hospital, and dies. And they're going, well, we don't know if that's really what killed him. You know, we're still trying to figure out if it's really related to this. We'll talk more about that story. That's just amazing to me. They said it this. As of January 29th, about 35 million people in the U.S. had received one or both doses of COVID. The latest data also included 690 reports of anaphylactic reactions. They go on to say, while the numbers are sobering, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services study, the actual number of adverse effects is likely significantly higher. The data are dependent upon a passive surveillance system that relies on the willingness of individuals to submit reports voluntarily. See, it's a bunch of leftists running around going, I'm going to get the shot. I'll prove to you. I'll prove to you that it won't send me into convulsions or make my face fall down or kill me. That's what we're dealing with. They said these vaccines with the same components were considered dangerous, especially by Democrats when Trump was president. Now Democrats say they're considered miraculous, and they're standing in line for their injections. Next point. The CDC criteria was changed to consider seasonal flu as COVID. The numbers from COVID went up. The numbers from influenza went down. They're even floating this idea, folks. They're only going to give the $1,400 of stimulus checks to people who agree to take this Wu Flu vaccine. Is it worth $1,400 for your life? For decades during the U.S. government's Tuskegee experiment, poor blacks were enrolled in a syphilis study, but no one told them they would be deprived for treatment from there of the disease. I can give you more. This green protein they're developing for this that they're going to stick in there, I'm not taking this test, period, or this shot.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.